Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Well, you didn't seem excited about where we left off. So I had to remind you that we were excited about this. Right? Are we or are we not excited about the manifestation of the Spirit on every man, every woman, right? All flesh. You remember now? We shouted half the night about all flesh, on all flesh. And that's me. Now let's talk some about this. 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. What do? That's a lot different from complaining. Rejoice ever. Now evermore, that's beyond this life. How many think there's rejoicing going on in heaven? Oh. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Now that doesn't mean that every breath you pray. You're not doing that. You're not going to do that. How about when you're sleeping? You might be making some sound, but would you call that prayer? It's a lifestyle. In other words, it's never quit praying. All day and all night, things will come up. And you shouldn't think, I have to be at home kneeling by the bedside and do this for at least an hour for it to be any good. No, you can be right in the middle of something. And under your breath, say, Lord, I ask you for help on this right now. In the name of Jesus, show me what to do. And that kind of thing should be interspersed throughout all your life. So you'd pray without stopping, basically. You don't. Somebody asked Brother Smith Wigglesworth one time how long he prayed. And he said, well, hardly, more than an hour. They thought, really? Great man of God like you? Hardly pray over an hour? He said, yeah. He said, but I hardly go an hour without praying. What's he saying? Not here. But you don't have to be in church. You don't have to be at your bedside before you go to sleep. It's a way of life. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, verse 19, what? Quench not the Spirit. Now, we started out with this, and we've come full circle. We're talking about it again tonight. And talking about the moving of the Spirit. Are there times, and have there been times in people's lives where the Spirit of God endeavored to move on them and around them and through them and with them, and they quenched Him? They did not cooperate with Him. This word quench has the idea of smothering or snuffing a flame or a fire. Something's trying to burn and get started, and you put it out. You cover it. Now, this reveals something about the character of the Holy Spirit and of God Himself. The Holy Spirit is God. And it is that He is not one who forces. He is not one who makes you and I do something. I've had preachers, bless their hearts, get in my face and just adamantly trying to tell me, well, now bless God, God gets ready for you to do something, you're going to do it, bless God. Preachers I'm talking about, right here in this church, after the service, thankfully. And I just had to say, no, He's not. Oh, yes, I believe God is sovereign. They don't even know what that means. A lot of folk like to use big words to make you think they're smart. What does that mean? Well, He's all powerful. I'll agree with that. He's all-knowing. Amen. He's everywhere. Yeah. He makes everybody do what he wants them to do. No. If he did, the world would not be the place that it is right now. You telling me God's making all these people do all this stuff? No, he gave you and I a will. It's like in the very beginning, he gave Adam and Eve a will. You're going to say it was his will for them to disobey him and eat of the forbidden fruit and die? No. But they got a free will. And that is the, I mean, this is a big one here. Why is there so much tragedy in the world, Brother Keith? Why is there so much pain and ugliness? Why is there so much terrible things? Here's it. Here it is. Because man has a free will. That's why. That's why there's famine. That's why there's storms. That's why there's rape and murder and war and stealing and lying and killing. That's why. Because man has a free will. You can do what you decide to do. You can obey God or not. And if you don't, it's going to cause problems. And people are going to get hurt. Namely you. Because the wages of sin is death. Quench not the Spirit. Everybody say that out loud.
Quench
not the Spirit. Keep that in mind. Go back with me to Judges. Didn't we look at Judges some last time? Do you remember? The answer is yes. Who did we talk about the Spirit coming on? There we go. I'm hearing some names. Good, good, good. Spirit of God, we read it. Spirit of God came. First of all, we looked about how the Spirit of God came on all those individuals that Moses, that were selected from the people, and they came on them and they prophesied. You remember that? We talked already about the Spirit of God coming on Saul, the soldiers that they sent to get David, coming on them and then prophesying. When the Spirit of God is really moving in a place, even people that's not right with God can get in and yield. Yeah. Did you hear me? Now listen to this. Just because somebody is used of God in a service, that does not validate their life. Someone said, well, they got to be holy and good people, and everything they're preaching has got to be right, because look how God used them right there. God uses people who will yield to Him, who are available to Him. It does not prove that all their doctrine is right. And in many cases, well, the last one we looked at, Samson. Did God move on him? Did we see a demonstration of the Holy Ghost? Yeah, but when he gets through, he goes back to Delilah's house. Is that right? And it happened more than once. I mean, he is basically, more than once, he is at the prostitution house, sleeping over. And in the middle, how many understand? He's at a house of ill repute. Drunk with women who sell themselves and everything that goes along with that situation and lifestyle. And the enemy comes in and he gets up and shakes himself. And the Spirit of God moves on him in the house of ill repute. Some of you looking at me like, read the book, right? Am I making this up?
No.
Did he not, on more than one occasion, jump up out of Delilah's bed and have a manifestation of the Holy Ghost on his muscles and his body? Wasn't him. And we saw a moving of the Spirit in the house of ill repute. But did it last?
No.
Can't last. God is merciful. And see, here's the thing. God had a plan. He needed this man. This man was called of God from his mother's womb to do a job in the nation. He needs this man. And so he's faced with an issue. He needs the man. He needs the ministry. But how long can he let this go? So it got to a place where no matter how much he needed him, he had to, you know, there came a time when he jumped up and shook himself and the Lord was not with him. And there was no manifestation of the Spirit. They hurt him and beat him up, put his eyes out, put him in chains like a mule, like a donkey, and pulling a grinding mill. Oh, but the mercy of God. Round and round that mill. And he was their entertainment. Remember that? I mean, he was the champion. And then to bring him out and laugh and mock and make fun. And towards the end, he asked God to have mercy on him and let the Spirit of God move on him one more time. And God did. And the exploits in his death were greater than in his life. Oh, the mercy of God. Oh, the mercy of God. I know this may sound funny, but listen. One moral to this story. You can't fight Philistines in the daytime and sleep with them at night. You're either supposed to be fighting them or sleeping with them. Can't be both. Did you know how we got on this? Just because God uses a man or a woman. I have seen so much confusion because of this. Because somebody, did you know babies can be used in the gifts of the Spirit? People that got saved 2 weeks ago. If they'll just yield. Because God poured out His Spirit on what? Sons, daughters, handmaidens, young men, old men, all flesh, right? If you yield to Him, you know, the church of Corinth was one of the tongue-talkingest, prophesying churches in history, and he starts off the letter saying, you're a carnal bunch. Right? Babies. But man, you talk about some moving. But see, they didn't only have the moving of the Spirit. They had all kinds of spirits. And flesh. But there were times when they were legitimately yielding to the Holy Ghost. Just because God used somebody to prophesy, and the prophecy was God and right. Just because God used somebody to minister healing to somebody, and they really got healed, and a miracle happened. Just because God manifested His power in a person's life, that does not mean that you are to assume that that person's whole life is good and right, or that everything they teach is right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me